Well, people do get very head up about their words, and some may think that it's the end of the English language as we know it. This week, the Collins English Dictionary added some new words to its online dictionary. Some of the words include frenemy, someone who's considered both a friend and a rival. I'm not sure if Malcolm Turnbull or Tony Abbott proposed that one. Another one which got in there is amazeballs. Every hipster in the universe, and perhaps Media Watch's Jonathan Holmes will be happy with that entry. The process of selecting words for the dictionary is usually a closed process, but Collins says that this way of doing it is much more democratic. Is crowdsourcing for new words necessarily the way forward for dictionaries? Well, Jonathan Green is a lexicographer or dictionary maker who specialises in slang, and he joins us for a bit of a powwow now. Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us on RN Drive.
Thank you.
Now, are you just trying to protect your job here by objecting to a bit of crowdsourcing when it comes to tracking new words?
I'm not sure I'm objecting. I think the problem is that it depends what you want from your dictionary. And if you do the ones like I do, the English dictionary do, which are called on historical principles, where you have to have examples, doesn't matter where from, the public are not going to come up with those examples in the form that you want. Mm. The public, as I said in my piece in The Guardian, they're great informers, but I think we still have to be the cops. I think there has to discipline. I mean, that sounds, it's not like language police. We're not talking about, that just, if the cops is the wrong word, but the public can give us these great tips, and I'm all in favor. And I mean, dictionary makers have always taken something from public sources, only in those days it may have been called research. Mm. I mean, now it's very sexy crowdsourcing and so on and so forth, but even Collins put it through their editorial board. They're not simply saying, thank you, I'll pop that in the dictionary. It's got to then go through some kind of lexicographical, professional dictionary-making process.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's the question. What's entailed in that process of evaluation? Because I suppose some might say that if a word has had a strong online polling response of what it's like, that's evidence that the word is in current usage, and that in itself should qualify it to be recorded in a dictionary. What other factors would you and your crew of lexicographers apply to those considerations?
I think there are terms of things like etymology, the story behind the word, which often one finds that this popular etymology gets it wrong. And there are committees in big dictionaries, not mine, I must admit, I'm a soloist, but there are committees at somewhere like Oxford, and I'm sure at Collins, who debate this stuff. And there's just the simple fact of editing and proofing and stuff of that nature, which I think is very important. And I will be interested to see how long amazeballs, for instance, hangs in there, or indeed frenemy. It's very difficult to tell. I think it's whoever the Chinese politician was who said that when asked relatively recently what was the effect of the French Revolution 200 years after it, he said it was too early to tell. Hmm. I mean, I know that the word booze has lasted since around 1530, when it was first recorded in a glossary of criminal slang. But now I can tell you it's lasted. Whether in 1531 I would have been able to tell you that it was going to last, I don't know. And that's always something that lexicographers, even slang ones, and we are much more likely to deal with the more ephemeral side of language. We still are going to weigh up, is this really in there for the long haul? We're helped, of course, by the fact that the net now will show, goodness me, there's a million hits, so this must be a serious word, or whatever it might be. I think the public have one more factor, and they're an incredibly important factor. I don't think they're going to get to me. And I think the problem is I'm actually in a conference, and one of the people is the man who runs Urban Dictionary. And he would, I think, agree with me. The problem with Urban Dictionary is that it doesn't get it by some kind of expert, and you just don't know which bits to trust. I think a lot of it is a dictionary is about authority and it's about trust. That's what we make them for. We make mistakes, good mistakes. We make lots of mistakes. But I think, it is correct that the public should be able to say, right, I'm going to this thing, what it's going to tell me, I trust. And that's what we try and create.
I'm interested, Jonathan Green, that you say that, a word that's lasted the distance kind of earns its place in a dictionary. Wouldn't it be at least arguable that a dictionary might be more accurate if it has words in there which are current at the time the dictionary is published, but that those drop out at later usages rather than ignoring words which may be popular for a while, but which we don't know whether they're going to hang around?
I think the thing is, it very much depends on the type of dictionary. I think there's a place for that, and perhaps the best place for a dictionary of that sort is online, which would reflect the sort of speed of communication, the speed of information, the in and outs of the stuff that arrives, stuff that lasts, stuff that doesn't last. One could reflect that very well online. But that would be much, I think that would be, I think a dictionary has to have a bit of depth to it, in so much as it can't just be too fly, that what's in it can't be too fly by night. And again, I would say that with slang, they're likely as slang lexicographers to look more kindly on such words. I mean, one of the things I think you will probably have noticed is that there'll be a new edition of such and such a dictionary, not a slang dictionary, a standard English dictionary, a standard Australian dictionary, and we'll say, look at these wonderful new words, and everybody's going, you know, come on, these words are already 10 years old. Hmm. But and that's on one, you know, one can say on the upside, yes, well, they've established themselves, but on the downside, you can say, well, why on earth have been there before? But it does depend, I believe, on the type of dictionary that you're publishing or putting out. And I think the net, in my opinion, where in my view all reference should be on the net, for this very reason of speedy accessibility, speedy revision, so on and so forth, search for facilities that just don't exist in a paper book. Mm. The net's the best place for that kind of thing.
Jonathan Green, there are 89 new words in the Collins Online Dictionary. Are there any particular words on your hit list, things that you don't think should have made it there?
I think I'll have to reserve my judgment on that. I don't have the list in front of me, really. I'm copping out. but I think that it would be interesting to follow them all. Wasn't moods, was it? There was another one of those. Something referring to men in a more feminine manner, but I can't remember it. Whether that will last, I don't know. My apologies for not remembering. You may have it in front of you.
That's all right. Jonathan Green, it's been totes amazeballs speaking to you. Thank you very much for joining us this evening, and obviously we will follow these lexicographical debates very closely.
Thank you.